Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 13th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. We're covering the full three-day window from Friday through today, and there's a strong thread connecting everything I want to talk about. If last week was about the AI decision layer, AI systems choosing which products to show, this week is about the infrastructure underneath it. The protocols, the standards, and the nuts and bolts platform work that will determine who actually wins when AI agents start doing the shopping. Let me start with the biggest industry story, and it's one that deserves more attention than it's getting. Google's Universal Commerce Protocol, or UCP, had its SEO implications unpacked by search engine Land on Friday, and this is a genuinely significant development for every e-commerce merchant listening. UCP is an open standard designed to let AI agents, whether that's Google's Gemini, ChatGPT, or any other system, discover, compare, and buy products programmatically on behalf of users. Think of it as a structured language for AI shopping. Here's why this matters so much. Today, when someone wants running shoes, they type a query, see results, click through, browse, and buy. UCP envisions a world where the AI handles the first three steps completely. The consumer says, find me trail running shoes under £150, and the AI queries multiple merchants' catalogues using standardised data, compares options, and either presents a shortlist or handles the purchase directly. What does that mean practically? It means your product data becomes your primary sales tool. Not your product page design, not your brand storytelling on the homepage, on your actual structured data. Schema markup, merchant center feeds, product attribute completeness, real-time pricing accuracy. These become the equivalent of what keywords and backlinks were for traditional SEO. And Adobe Commerce has already publicly committed to supporting both UCP and the related Agent Commerce Protocol, which tells you the major platform vendors see this as the future. Now, connecting to that, Google also announced Gemini Intelligence on the same day, and search engine Land covered the commerce implications in detail. Gemini is evolving from a conversational AI into a platform where agents actively use websites on behalf of people. Not just answering questions, but performing actions, checking stock, comparing prices, initiating transactions. Your website needs to be as machine-readable as it is human-readable. The distinction between content for people and data for machines is collapsing. There's a counterpoint worth noting here too. OpenAI announced on Friday that ChatGPT Atlas, their AI browsing assistant, will be retired by August 9th. That's less than a year after launch. Atlas was meant to browse the web and perform tasks on behalf of users, and its quick deprecation tells us two things. First, the AI landscape is evolving so rapidly that even the biggest players are killing products in under a year. Second, OpenAI is consolidating these capabilities into more integrated tools within the ChatGPT desktop app, rather than running them as separate features. For merchants, the lesson is straightforward. Don't optimize for any single AI tool. Optimize for the standards, like UCP, that all AI tools will consume. Let me shift to Search Engine Land's practical pieces from Friday, because there were two that are directly relevant to e-commerce operators. The first is about winning SEO budget conversations with your CFO. The core argument is that most SEO teams lose budget fights because they present metrics that finance people don't care about, rankings, traffic, impressions. The article advocates framing SEO around business risk, customer acquisition cost, and pipeline contribution instead. I think this is spot on, and it connects to the UCP discussion. If you're going to invest in structured data excellence for an AI-mediated commerce world, you need to be able to justify that spend in terms your CFO understands. We need to maintain our visibility in AI-powered shopping channels that will account for a growing share of product discovery is a much stronger budget pitch than we need to update our schema markup. The second practical piece is about why front-loading ad spend usually backfires. The argument is that launching with a bigger budget doesn't guarantee faster growth. It often leads to wasted spend because you haven't yet identified what works. The recommendation is to build momentum incrementally, test creative and targeting at lower spend levels and scale what's proven. This is particularly relevant right now because many merchants are gearing up for the back-to-school and pre-holiday campaigns, and the temptation to go big early is strong. Now let me move to the partner side. Hoover shipped a coordinated release on Friday across its core packages. Theme module 1.5.2 and 1.4.10, default theme 1.5.2 and 1.4.10, plus the CSP variants. I want to highlight a few things about this release because they tell an interesting story about platform maturity. First, the Mage OS compatibility fix. The sample data deployment command now works correctly on MageOS installations. Previously, an unverifiable package check was being treated as not available, which blocked deployment entirely. This is meaningful because it shows Hoover actively maintaining compatibility with the MageOS fork alongside Adobe Commerce. For the Magento ecosystem broadly, this signals that Hoover is building for a multi-vendor future rather than betting on a single platform owner. Second, the date format fix. The date get date YMD method was throwing a type error for locales that use day first date formats, think Dutch, Belgian, British, English, and similar. If you're serving European markets with Hoover, this was a real bug that could break form validation and order processing. It's now fixed in both the 1.5 and 1.4 branches. Third, and this is the one I'd watch closely, Hoover introduced a new design token called Ink as a replacement for FJH, the foreground token. The old FG name is staying as a fallback for now, but the direction is clear. If you're building custom Hoover themes, start using Ink in your new work today. This is the kind of change that's easy to adopt proactively and annoying to retrofit later. The default theme also got some nice polish, fixing minicart option rendering for configurable products, removing unnecessary navigation arrows when there's only one product image in the full screen gallery, and fixing a pagination bug where clicking next on the last page looped back to page one. None of these are dramatic individually, but collectively they represent the kind of edge case attention that separates a production-ready theme from a demo. There's also interesting noise from the Mage Dispatch newsletter this weekend. They featured Hoover Checkout A/B testing capabilities, a builder.io integration with Magento 2 and several new community modules, including a malware scanner and file integrity monitor from Panth, and an email template editor with live preview and scheduling. The Hoover Checkout A/B testing piece is particularly worth watching. The ability to test checkout variations is one of the highest leverage optimization opportunities in e-commerce, and having it built into the Hoover ecosystem lowers the barrier significantly. On the retail side, Retail Dive reported that JC Penney's Q1 declines are continuing after a tough holiday season. Losses narrowed, which is a positive signal, but the business is still trending down. The silver lining is the backing from Catalyst Brands, which gives JC Penney some breathing room to restructure. Catalyst is the parent company that also owns Aeropostale, and interestingly, Retail Dive also covered how Aeropostale is going after Gen Alpha with a creator-led miniseries called Intern Diaries, plus a loyalty program tie-up with JC Penney itself. This cross-brand loyalty strategy is worth noting for any multi-brand e-commerce operator. Using one brand's audience to drive traffic and loyalty to another brand in the portfolio is a well-established playbook in physical retail, but it's becoming more sophisticated in digital. If you operate multiple brands or partner with complementary brands, think about how shared loyalty programs or cross-promotion could work for your business. Pulling it all together, here's the theme for this briefing: the foundation matters more than ever. Google's UCP is establishing the standard for how AI agents will interact with commerce data. Hoover is building the infrastructure for a multi-platform Magento future with real production quality. And the smartest retailers are investing in data accuracy, structured standards, and cross-channel foundations rather than chasing the latest shiny tool. The merchants who will win in the next 12 months are the ones who treat their product data like their most important marketing asset, invest in platform foundations that can serve both human and AI visitors, and build loyalty infrastructure that works across channels and brands. The exciting part is that none of this requires massive budgets. It requires discipline, attention to detail, and a willingness to invest in plumbing rather than paint. That's your On Tap Daily for July 13th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.